Adulting is a roller coaster of really high highs, low lows, and everything in between. If you are in the thick of this ride and changing your mind every 2 seconds about whether you are enjoying it or not, you're in the right place. Every 2 weeks, join the Adulting Out Loud hosts as we talk through our experiences as certified adults, offering each other encouragement, inspiration, and a good laugh. We hope to leave you feeling refreshed and ready to face everything adulting has in store for you. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Yvonne, and hi, Yunia.
Hi, Carol.
Welcome to this episode on Adulting Out Loud. So today's episode is very exciting and interesting.
Yay.
It's about love languages. Love languages is one of those things that helps us to know how we love and how we feel loved ourselves. So I think you're familiar with the five love languages. One is words of affirmation. And then we have quality time. And then we have receiving gifts. The fourth is acts of service. Fifth is physical touch. So what is your primary and secondary love language? Because out of these five, there is one that is dominant, and then there is one that is secondary. So, Yunia, tell us.
Yes.
What are your love languages?
My dominant one is obviously gift. I love gift.
What?
Yes, Carol, yes. yes. I love gift. So, dominant one is gift, and the secondary one is time, quality time. Mm. But it's a close second. I don't think it's like far apart, because also quality time is a big deal for me.
I think my dominant love language is words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation. Yeah, I thought so.
You thought so? Oh,
I thought so, yes.
That's a confirmation then. So for me, it's affirmation and quality time. I think these are the two that I'm most inclined to. I love words, really. I value when people write me notes or share.
Yeah.
Or just like, for me, even like just an email or a text message, or even thank you. For me, words of affirmation, yeah, is my language, really. I feel loved, and also, yeah, and the other one is quality time. Yeah, so
for me, I feel like my primary and secondary interchanged at some point. Because the first time I ever took the test or I ever got to know about love languages, my primary was physical touch. And my secondary was words of affirmation. Then somewhere along the line, something that actually even confused my husband, my primary became words of affirmation. Then physical touch went to become my number two.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so interesting.
Yeah. But actually, both of them are core to me. So at least, even if he got confused, it's the two that he has to deal with every time.
Yeah, it's a totally new thing.
Yeah,
it's not a totally new thing. The funny thing, I don't think even socialization affects your love languages.
I also don't think so.
It does.
Yeah, because with what I've grown up with, my parents' love languages and my siblings are so different from mine. So different from mine. And you know, the thing is that even parents tend to, you know, like what you're saying, Yunia, you tend to want to express love to your children to how you usually receive love. You find out it's not working out for your children.
It's not working out for your children. It's not working out for your spouse. Like, Davis does not care the gifts at all. Like, you can buy him a gift and find it under the bed the next time. Like, you just like, you tend to love people how you want to be loved.
That's right. So, girls, I would love us to share briefly about our experiences of when we felt loved, and on the flip side, where we felt unloved.
When I felt loved, the first instant which has come to my mind was when I was in Essex vacation. I'm sure there were many other moments when I felt loved. But when I just finished form six, and it was that time, that vacation before you're finished, but before you join campus. And my parents came back from visiting my auntie, and they came back with a kitten. You guys, my God.
As a gift.
It was, yes. I didn't even expect, like, a kitten. And that's the thing. Like, I love gifts, but I like surprises. Like, you know, just out of the blue, someone just being like, oh, I brought this for you. Oh, my God. It was a nice, tiny little kitten. I named it Gray Mancini. Such a name. I just felt so loved, you guys. Like, I really felt like my love cup has been filled up. Because I love those things. I love surprises.
What about you, Yvonne?
We grew up with letters. Like, our parents wrote us letters all the time.
Yeah. That's so sweet.
Yeah. And surprisingly, until today, I hold most of those letters. And I hold the KCSE cards, you know, when we were doing
so
for
like yes. Oh, my God.
Oh my, because those things for me, I usually go through them
and read.
Yeah, oh, and read.
You wouldn't believe I have mine, but just the other day, so when I'm like, why am I keeping these things? I should like throw them away. Like,
no, that's the thing. I also did the same when I was on leave, I was decluttering and I put them aside to throw them. So they're next to the dustbin, but they're yet to enter the dustbin. And still on the same, right after Form 4, I joined a school of ministry for 1 year. And just when we were about to end the program, we had our dean of students tell us to write about every of our classmates. And at the end of the program, he'd taken up all the foolscap. So if I wrote something about Unia and Carol wrote something about Unia, he'd cut them up and put for Unia everything that people said to her in an envelope.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's
okay. And
yeah,
then,
that's so sweet.
And then he'd now do a personalized Bible verse of what he thought about you on the envelope now as the dean of students.
That dean my of God, students it's, must have had words of affirmation as his love language also.
I think so.
Yeah, because people with that love language know how to...
Know, like they just know yes. how to go to the length. Wow, that's yes. nice.
It's been 10 years plus, and I still have that envelope. It has turned from white to brown. Yeah. I even photocopied the little slips of paper so that so the wordings don't...
Yes, don't fade.
My, that usually speaks to me to date. And I don't think it speaks to everyone in class. You know, we were so many of us, but I don't think it. But for me, it is life to date. You know, when I'm discouraged, I just
go and get your car envelope.
Yeah. Yes, wow. And I'm like, what people think about me? And you know, they all thought positive. You know, we're just being told to write something
of course
positive.
You can't be like, I think your hair is bad. Like,
of course, it has to be really personal and
it has to be personal yeah. and positive.
Now, on not feeling loved, we'd gone for a workshop right after leave, and you know, I had a long leave break.
Yeah, you did.
And then one of the politicians, actually my area politician, and remember, I've already started on the weight loss program, and I'm seeing a change. And then this guy decides, he comments. He shows a shady comment. He actually comes to whisper to me, you know, now I'm trying to eat well. lots of veggies, small protein, you know. Then he comes and whispers, he's like, hey, we bado unakula na vile umenona.
Oh my God.
You're still eating and then you've gotten fat.
Oh my God. That's mean. That's unkind.
Okay, it's true. I added weight. Like for the last time he saw me, and then now after leave, I'd added quite some weight. But I'm like, oh, you know, God. It really felt bad because I didn't even have tea break, you know, because tea break has so many sweet things, pastries, but so I was actually hungry, like literally hungry. And now I'm putting the right portions. Then this guy just comes and comments that. But I gave him a piece of my mind. I don't think he can ever ask any lady, leave alone me, any other lady, that question. That's well, like, hey, but yeah. Anyway, I think the thing is, I remember more about how I have made people feel unloved.
Really?
Yeah, because of not speaking their love language, especially like my husband. I remember so many incidences, maybe because he voices them out. I don't know, but I actually remember.
I think for me, it's always been consistently like, words of affirmation. I'm one of those people that keep all my cards, all my because for me those are like markers of really what made me really like ways of how I felt love that day or time. Like for me, I'm even fond of just writing up notes and pinning them like around areas where I can,
yes,
because
to affirm
me,
yourself,
exactly.
To yes, wow. I do the same.
Really, I do.
Yes. And I keep envelopes of cards, and I occasionally just go through them and read, just to like, wow. I just, for me, those are like, yeah. Affirmation and just reassurance of, you know, who I am and people's love for me. And for me, even just like, you know, there are times where like a friend shares either a blog that they thought would be really nice for you to read. For me, such things just make me like just feel loved. And yeah, but on the and then on the flip side, it's the same things that actually hurt you so much or that would make you feel unloved. So for me, unkind words, or if maybe for some reason people are not sensitive, saying like it just hurts you so bad and you feel unloved. Like I've just recalled a moment in high school, how you like are just careless at school sometimes, and you know every other term on your shopping list you're including a mathematical set or
Carol, that's funny.
Or you know, like you literally are including the same things they bought for
that
you
that were bought last term.
And I think, like, I recall this because it made me feel unloved. Like, I just that holiday, like, just presented my list and Mom looked at it and she was just like you can't be presenting these same things every time. Like, you're making money. You go to school and you sell.
Oh my.
And I think, like, for her, it was just, you know, like, just a minor, like, you know, joking
comment. Yes, like you probably sell this thing.
Yeah, but for me that stung. I was just like, oh wow, mommy, like I was so sad. It hurt me so bad.
Yeah, because you remember it up to now.
Like,
so.
See, I still remember it to this day. It's just like, for me, that just made me feel unloved, and how many years down the road, but it's still like,
yeah,
Yeah, like yeah. I don't feel like that was called for, but and for her, like really wasn't anything. So yeah, there are just those moments, but yet they, as Yvonne said, we move through seasons and love languages change. And the way we feel loved is also like different in situations, right?
Yes.
So it really boils down to how we respond to people that you really makes them feel either loved or unloved. And so I wanted to read this from the scriptures, just a reminder that patient, love is kind, it does not it does not fuss, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And for me, that just reminds me about what Yvonne said, like our love languages change sometimes, but it all depends on how we respond in particular situations, right? Like, what would it mean for me to be kind to someone at that point, or to love someone in that situation or at that point? And also just seeing life through other people's perspective. If you see it through their eyes, you will be more kind and more loving and gracious.
Do you think love languages also pose that challenge of people being like, but to me, I want to be loved by gifts. So if you're not giving me gifts, then you're not like loving me. Or like, do you think people may use it as an excuse to hold on to these things and hold them against their loved ones? Or do you think it's helpful in building a relationship? Or do you think there has to be a balance?
I think it actually helps to know what each love, I mean, whoever's language is. For this one reason, with whatever Carol has shared, I really like the chapter in the Bible that she's read. And I think that's general. You know, it doesn't matter whether you know your love language or not, but if I'm kind to you, if I'm protecting you, if regardless of how I'm doing it, it speaks love, regardless of how I do it. But then there's this other level of, at the end of the day, your relationship varies with everyone. The intensity varies with everyone. So for those people who are close, you actually want to be intentional, because this is an intense relationship. You know, it's not just a general, you know, you want to do that, go that extra mile. So if they feel more loved in quotes, or better loved in quotes, when you give them gifts, why not? Why would you not give them gifts? If they would feel better loved when you spend time with them, why not? This is not a general person. This person is special to you. So it is important for you to go that extra mile. I don't think it's blackmail when I tell my husband, you've not been doing cards. You know, it's been a while before you wrote me a card. It's not blackmail. The same thing when he tells me, I don't like that you're spending more time with other people than you are with me. And we barely spend time together. It's not blackmail. It's the truth.
That's right.
It's important for me to hear that and to act on it. Not by saying, but I cook for you, but I'm getting here by 7. But, you know, I've done everything a wife should do. What else do you want from me? No.
That's so true, yeah. So thank you guys for your time. It's been nice sharing. And we would like to hear from you. What are your love languages? How do you love other people? And what ways do you feel loved? Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.